And now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio once again. She's been here before, Norma Alley, who is the Palmer City Clerk.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm curious because we've been hearing now for a number of weeks, if not longer, the question about whether the election that's coming up, the elections, I guess both October and November. Are we talking about both of those or just October?
I don't mind talking about both. I don't really have much to do or say about the state's election, which is November.
Right.
And the August primary on the 21st.
Let's go down in chronological order.
Sure.
So that listeners would get a sense of when they hear election, and we know that there's a primary election in August. Mm-hmm. It's August 21st. Mm-hmm. And that happens, and that's conducted by the state.
That is correct.
So you just sit back and relax. And what role, if any, does the city of Palmer have in that election? Anything?
No.
Good.
No, I don't get involved.
That's easier.
I know. I'm very busy getting ready and prepped for our local election in October. So okay. I'm okay with the state doing August.
Okay, well, let's then jump ahead to the November election, which is a state election. Does the city of Palmer have anything to do with that one?
No.
Okay. Well, we took care of two. Now we have only one left, the easy one, of course, which is the October election, and the city of Palmer has a lot to do there.
A lot to do there. That is where the residents of Palmer get to vote on city elections, okay. City matters, and this year we have three council seats on the ballot. So it's a good year. Good one for Palmer residents to get involved.
Right. And just so that people will understand, it's not that there's a little difference here, because usually you go to the balloting and you just say, okay, I vote. You say if there are how many, it doesn't matter. You're asked to vote for two if there are two seats coming up. But now we have three openings, but there are actually going to be a person would vote. Well, how would a person vote? You get to vote twice?
You do. So what you're going to see on the ballot are two voting boxes.
Right.
One will be a vote for no more than two.
Okay.
And so we are going to fill two seats with terms, three-year terms. So they'll be expiring in 2021.
Got it.
Then another box will be for a vote for no more than one, and that is for a two-year term to fill one seat, like I said, with a 2020 expiration. And that's due to the vacancy that right. we had in May.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are filling all three seats.
But the complication for people who have a pattern, a rhythm going here, which year they go in and they vote, you know, vote one time, they're actually going to vote twice. I can see that question coming up, even though we're talking about it.
Yeah.
People may nod their heads and say, yeah, we understand.
Yeah.
And they walk into the voting booth, and then it goes, okay, so I vote over here, and then I get to vote again over here.
Well, it's all on one ballot.
I understand.
It's, yes, they will be able to see two boxes on the ballot,
okay.
And they'll have three circles that they get to fill.
Okay. Will there be anything else on the ballot for citizens of the city of Palmer?
Not on the city of Palmer ballot.
Okay. So we don't have any initiatives or anything of that?
No.
Sort. Okay.
No.
So in that case, it'll be pretty straightforward. What about places? Where do people go to actually vote?
Excellent question. We are still vote at poll locations.
Okay.
So for City of Palmer residents, you vote at the Matsu Borough Building in the Assembly Chambers, or you vote at the Senior Center and in one of the conference rooms there. And we have vote signs that help direct and lead you to where exactly to vote. But it's the Matsu Borough Building or the Senior Center.
Okay. So the October balloting, That's the only thing that a person, we'll ask this question because listeners will wonder, when and where do people get to vote for assembly, school board, and the rest of that?
The same time in October. So when someone walks in, we run two local elections at one time. It's a joint election. So the Mat-Su Borough has their election.
Right.
And the city of Palmer has our election.
Okay.
And so when someone walks into the Mat-Su Borough or the senior center, they will be greeted by an election worker and they will be asked, do you want to vote a borough ballot and a city ballot? If they qualify, you know, because their name's on the register and so forth. If they say yes, they will receive both ballots and they will be able to vote the borough ballot, which they have their assembly seats this year, the mayor, they may have other matters on the ballot.
The school board.
Yeah, school board, right. Things like that. And then they would vote a second ballot, and that would be the city of Palmer.
Okay. So if a person goes, there are only, I just want to make clear about this, only two places that if you want to vote for somebody on the city council that you can go to vote.
And you have to be a city of Palmer resident.
Right.
Yes.
So you
two
can't,
places.
You can't stop by a voting place outside of the city somewhere and find a ballot to vote.
That's right. Ballots, City of Palmer ballots are not issued to any other precincts except our precincts.
Got it. Okay. So that has to be done there. Now, there is another way in which people have voted in the past, of course, is that if they're going to be not here on that day.
Yes.
Can people still vote and absentee, et cetera?
Yes. So there are other ways of voting. We have the absentee vote by mail option. And so you have to apply for that. The application is online. Fill it out. Send it in to me before the middle of September. And then I will mail you the ballot wherever you may be at. So that way you are able to vote. It does have to be returned postmarked by October 2nd.
Okay.
In order to be counted. Then the other way, an opportunity that we have here is called early voting. So 2 weeks prior to Election Day, and I believe it's, you know, like September 19th through October 1st, you can go to the Mat-Su Borough or you can go to the Division of Election in Wasilla and you can vote a ballot. So if you're not here, you're not able to show up on election day from 7 in until 8, then you can choose one of those other two options. The vote by mail, early absentee ballot.
Got it.
And it's done by mail.
Right.
Or vote at one of the early voting.
But you can't go to the city of Palmer and do that.
No, we do not have a voting poll, nothing.
So this is one of those oddities where, because the Division of Elections is located over in Wasilla,
yes.
You go to Wasilla to vote in Palmer.
Right. Yeah. So we have people who work in Wasilla or they're driving through. And we actually have a pretty good number that vote early voting at the Division of Election. And there's voting on Saturday.
Oh.
During early voting. So it's not just a Monday through Friday. Saturdays you can also vote. So people like to do that.
Well, there was one other date that's, I think, important in this whole process, and that is the date by which you have to be registered in order to vote.
Absolutely.
So what's that drop-dead date in terms of I must be registered to vote in this election?
It's 30 days prior to Election Day, and that's true for any election, the states and the locals. So for the local, it is September 2nd, and that date is a Sunday. City offices are not open on the weekends. We do not remain open to do a registration day on the 2nd, but what you can do is update your voter registration or register online at the Division of Elections page.
So technology has improved this process so that if you've forgotten to stop by that Friday and then the city closes and you say, oh, I still want to register, you can still do that. If you do it, say, Saturday, by going to the Division of Elections webpage and doing that change.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, there are a number of people, and one of the things that I know has come up and discussed over and over again as we approach elections, a number of people move. And in this case, someone may live just outside the city of Palmer in the greater Palmer area, but not in Palmer. And then they move into Palmer. And I think for listeners, this is just a reminder that you may want to check and make sure that when you were registered, check your registration, which you can do by looking at the little card that you carry, because you've been given a card and it'll tell you where you are registered.
Yes.
Or you can go online and check your registration, again, with the Division of Elections. And then you can decide, oh, okay, I am actually a registered voter in the city of Palmer, and therefore I can vote in the city of Palmer.
Yep. I think you summed that up really well.
Well, thank you.
It's like true. When you're moving around, making sure that you're keeping your voter registration up to date is really important, especially right now when we are in election season. The deadline for any updates is this Sunday to vote in the primary.
Right.
And then, like I said, September 2nd for our October election, the local election. And then again, 30 days before the November election. So it's really important as we enter into the election season right now that your registration is up to date, that it is where it's accurately reflecting where you're residing.
Is it possible to vote a question ballot in a city of Palmer election?
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. There's one more method of voting, right?
Okay.
So we do have question ballots, question voting.
Sure.
And a lot of times someone would vote a question ballot because they didn't update their voter registration.
Right.
Or because if you're registered to vote and you should be voting at the senior center and you go to the Matsu Borough.
Right.
You would vote a question ballot because your name wouldn't be on the Matsu Borough register.
Got it.
So it's one of those areas where you're updating your registration. It helps us do that.
Right.
And it is also that check and balance to make sure that, you know, you are voting at your correct precinct. And if you aren't able to, then it gives us that opportunity to double check that.
So the voting happens, and then who gets to count them?
I have a canvas board.
Ah.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about the canvas board. How many and how does one become a member of a canvas board?
So I have four canvas board members, and the canvas board is chosen from the election workers that work on election day.
Got it.
And how you become a volunteer to be an election worker for election day is contacting the borough and the borough's election office, and they have the applications, and you fill that out, volunteer, and the borough will assign you to a poll location.
So the city of Palmer does not by itself do that?
No.
It's all handled by the borough?
Yep, that's a collaborate effort that the borough and myself work together on every year.
Okay.
And so the canvas board, what they do is they get together the Friday after election day, and they make sure that everything looks great and what happened on election day. And they count all of the early voting ballots. They count all the question ballots that were voted on election day. One more way to vote is called a special needs or a representative capacity voting. So they will count all of those. And they vet everything to make sure that every ballot's counted for and counted. And the election numbers, they are the ones who produce the final election numbers.
Okay. So once everything has been counted, we have this thing called the certification of the election.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
So that is Monday, October 8th, for the city of Palmer. And what happens that night is all of the ballots that are counted that the canvas board canvassed, that they worked through and processed and vetted, all of those numbers are then reported to the city council on Monday. And the city council at that point looks at it and says, okay, this is, you know, we certify this election. We certify all these numbers in this process. And then once they certify that and adopt the resolution, then we perform the oath of offices for the newly elected members.
So the transition from old to new happens officially at what time?
The meeting starts at 6 o'clock.
Right.
The report generally lasts about a half hour.
Right.
So you're going to see about 6:30.
6:30. So at that point, someone who has power as a member, no longer.
Yeah.
Okay, it's over. Yep. Okay.
So there's a changing of guard.
Okay.
That a council member remains in their seat until the certification.
Right.
And the adoption of that resolution. And then at that point, when the new member receives their oath of office, they exchange chairs.
Well, very interesting, because I believe, if I'm correct, at the assembly, it's not done that way.
No, it's not. Of course not. No, no. We do things just a little different.
Well, and that's the important thing. That's
style.
Why we do this
yeah.
Walk through it here, because over at the assembly, I believe, as I've watched, the certification happens, but the person coming on new doesn't take that position until the next meeting. And I'm not sure whether there's an official, in other words, the person is actually empowered before that next meeting or not.
I don't know.
It's a really interesting question. But I know that the person who has just voted for certification completes the meeting, so that's done. And the new individual does not go up there until the next meeting.
Right. And that's how we administered the vacancy and the appointment process.
Ah, okay.
They did the interviews on one evening. They made their selection and appointment. But then that person waited until the following meeting to receive their oath of office.
So that's a variation on this theme that we have.
Because
we're flexible. We can do it this way or that way.
Right.
Okay, I've got it.
Yeah.
That works okay.
Yeah. But one thing I must mention, all of that about the election process is very important, and we want to make sure people know about that. But all of that
yes.
is kind of for naught if we don't have candidates.
Right.
So right now we are in our nominating candidate filing period.
Exactly.
We have 1 week left.
Right.
So people can stop by City Hall and come into my office, the city clerk's office there. Ask for myself, Norma Alley, or the deputy clerk, Angie Anderson, and we will go through the nominating packet. The potential candidates pick that up, head out into the community, collect 20 signatures from okay. residents of the city. And there is a map inside the packet that shows what our boundaries are. So
the
that
important
helps
thing,
that.
Right.
Collect 20 signatures, return that back to myself before 4 p.m. on Friday, July 27th.
Okay. And then once you've reviewed it and you certify that, yes, indeed, these are real signatures of real people,
yep.
then that person becomes a part of the ballot.
That's right. Yep.
But if an individual is wondering, I think I'd like to run, but I'm wondering who else is going to run. They won't know that until
the certification.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there is also one other piece, though, as I remember.
Okay.
If you've put your packet in, et cetera, you're running, and then you look and you see all those other people that are running, and you say, you know, I think I've,
yes.
I have candidate remorse, and
right.
I want to, how can they get off the ballot?
Yes. There is a withdrawal period.
Okay.
So once a potential candidate files, and if they are certified and they decide, you know, yeah, like you said, something came up, I'm not able to commit to the level that I need to, so I need to withdraw. They have until 4 o'clock on August 3rd.
Oh.
So 1 week after the filing period ends, they have the option to withdraw their name from the ballot.
Okay. So there's one other topic which we want to address, and that is the topic that involves people who will work election
oh, sure.
mm-hmm. day to actually ensure that this process flows smoothly.
Yes.
I know that in years past, there have been people I know coming to a polling place. I've seen many of the same faces each time. There we are.
Yeah,
but gradually that has changed, or maybe more rapidly than gradually. And right now, I understand that there is a need for additional people to sign up to run these polling places.
Absolutely. It seems in the last few years, we've had quite a few of our volunteers that have been really, really important to us and such an amazing member of the election official team, retiring. They're saying, you know what, I'm going to really retire. And so we have had fewer volunteers and fewer election workers. So we are still seeking applications for people to work on election day. And what that entails is coming to the poll location at 6:30 in the morning, because you have a half hour of setup that needs to occur, and then make sure, because those poll places have to be open at 7 a.m., work the day and be there. It closes at 8 o'clock. Then there's cleanup. And be there until the cleanup is officially all done and your chair excuses you. And that could be till about 9. It's just until whenever it's all done.
That's 13, 14 hours.
Yeah, it's a pretty good length in a day. Right?
So and there will be periods when there will be people coming through and you have to watch everything. And then there will be other periods will be a little slack time and all the rest of that. So,
It is a long day. I'm not going to, glamorize this or make it look like it's all, happy, happy. But it is a long day. And like you said, there are periods where there's a lot of people coming through and then moments where there isn't anyone. So it's a big, long break. And the chair is in charge of how that day is organized for the election officials.
How is the chair chosen? And who's the chair? Or how do we know that?
Right now, the chairs for my precincts, the senior center, it's Ginger Sweeney.
Okay.
And she was chosen, with discussion with the borough, but I had chosen Ginger because of her experience, and she has done it before last year. And then the borough is Cindy Medbury, and she was chosen because she served at the borough for many, many years. So she knows
she understands
part of that team, and she's been there, and both of them are great leaders and know what they're doing. So they help guide that day.
So once again, if you're interested, you contact, what's the contact?
Jessica Kilborn at the borough, or you can contact myself. Okay. And my number is 861. Nope, that's Jessica's number. My number is 761-1321.
1321. 761-1321. That's at the city of Palmer. We've covered a lot of ground. Each time we do this, I'm either reminded or I extend the understanding that I have. And I hope that listeners appreciate your careful walking through all of this, because when this runs smoothly, it's nice, but there are amazingly little things that happen that crop up that if you're not watching carefully, you'd say, oh, and then you have to spend a lot of time looking at it and deciding, everything from, and I know in years past, signatures sometimes, or did the person actually vote here or there? So the responsibility of the person who is actually voting is to be clear about what they're saying.
Yes,
and don't vote
very true.
Too many times by voting for three instead of two, for example, which will invalidate your ballot, I'm guessing. Or not. So we go back to the city of Palmer. One last question. So there you go. You walk in and you say, I've got this ballot and I'm supposed to vote for one over here and two over here. I vote for two over here and three over there. What happens to that ballot?
You're right. It's considered an overvote.
Right.
Yeah. But let's say you accidentally vote for the three on the one side, but you only vote for the one.
Right.
On the other, that one will be counted.
Yes, that one will be counted, but
absolutely.
The other one.
The machine counts that and says, sorry. Didn't follow directions. Yes.
Norma Alley, I thank you for coming in today and talking about all of this. Do you have any last summary comments, encouragements, or whatever you'd like to share with listeners?
I really want to thank the community for being involved, for being active participants in our local government and getting out there voting. As we talked about, there are many ways of doing that with early voting, absentee ballot, or on election day. So thank you, City of Palmer, and everything you do to make Palmer a great community. And just come out and vote October 2nd.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your City of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.